Newstalk 1620 WTAW in the studio with Chris Dyer from the Arts Council. How are you?
Good. Happy to be here.
You guys have been busy.
Yeah, as usual. There seems like there's a lot of events going on. I mean, this weekend alone, tons of stuff going on. Red Wasp Film Festival, Arts at the Lake has their big art. I can't even think of the name of it right now. There's so much going on.
But it's like the traveling art show. You go from location to location.
Yeah, it's out at Caldwell, Somerville, all that area. You know, Arts at the Lake is putting that on. And then I have a good friend here with me, Kim Fox from Brazos Valley World Fest. They have something big coming up.
All right. So, Kim, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks.
So, what's going on with World Fest?
This is our 7th annual Brazos Valley World Fest this year, November 15th and 16th at Wolfpin Creek Amphitheater. We've been expanding and growing every year, so excited about what 2013 is going to have to offer.
This started in downtown Bryan, did it not?
Our first 2 years we were in downtown Bryan, and then we partnered with the city of College Station and moved to Wolfpin Creek, and it's been growing ever since.
So what will we find at World Fest?
Friday night, we have a free concert and dance. We have Los Salermas from Houston coming. They are a salsa merengue fusion band. At 6 o'clock, Salsa Fusion from Texas A&M is going to be offering some salsa dance lessons, and then from 7 to 10 is the free outdoor concert at the amphitheater. Saturday is the big festival itself from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. again at the amphitheater and the new developed Fist Festival field. We have expanded our culture displays. We're going to have about 50 different culture displays, international cuisine from food vendors, as well as the displays will be serving some of their native foods. We also have arts and crafts, storytelling. We have an inflatable kids area this year with some games and free activities. Los Rebeles de Houston coming. They are a Latin ladies horse riding group. So they are going to be filling the middle of the field, showing their horse riding skills and doing a couple of performances throughout the day. And almost all of these activities are free. So it's a great day for the family to come out and celebrate with the world that live here in the Brazos Valley.
So nothing through the gate then. It's just if you're going to individual vendors.
Exactly.
Very cool.
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am, very much. Appreciate it. And to find out more, do you have a website?
We sure do. Our website is BrazosValleyWorldFest.org.
Now, Chris, I know you've got a stack of stuff, so let's find out what's going on also with the Arts Council.
We have a Brazos Valley Art League exhibit opening over at the Arts Center on Dartmouth, which is on Wolfpin Creek, right next to where World Fest is going on. And I want to commend the city. They really transformed that park.
Yeah, it's really neat now.
So with World Fest, you can really get around a lot better, and they'll really use the entire park on that. And then we're really gearing up for Christmas at the Creek. A lot of people don't know that we have Santa at the Arts Center. And that's coming up in December, but we'll talk about that at a later date. You know, is it too early for Christmas? Probably. I don't know.
Yeah.
I would just say if you really want to plan your weekend, you want to do some arts things around the 7-county region, go to acbv.org. There's always something for everyone. Theater, galleries, festivals, you name it, we're there.
Chris, Kim, thank you guys for coming. We appreciate it.
Thank you.